Evening. Sorry, anybody seen my father was giving tonight? As of 7 o'clock tonight, I thought my father was giving myself. And actually, that's what spurred me on to tonight's topic. My father got an emergency phone call at about 7 to save somebody from an attempted suicide. So I called him up just to check up on my father. And my father said, "I can't even talk to you. I'm out of here. You're going to have to give tonight." So let's hope he's pretty much later. This is a little late notice here for me. Just want to take the opportunity, since I am here this week, just to give just one or two points from last week that we left off and I didn't get back to. Last week we were talking about the Inyan of Zrizus, and that the Inyan of Zrizus is to precede a situation and be able to take control of the upcoming time, turn it into a unit of time that you're in control of and you can do whatever you want with it. And very simply put, I don't know why it slipped my mind last week, but that's what we call Zrizim Makdimim Amitzvahs. Makdimim means to proceed. You grab a hold of your time, and the first thing you do with your time is right away precede it with mitzvahs. You start the day with a mitzvah. And there was one more nekuda, and that was HaChodesh HaZelachem, tonight. Tonight's Rosh Chodesh. And we asked why Moshe Rabbeinu had such a hard time with how to see the new moon. So we just never went back to that question. And what I wanted to say was that the Eibishter had to show Moshe Rabbeinu a situation where he's seeing Rosh Chodesh before it happens. That was the whole lesson of HaChodesh HaZelachem, is that before the time comes up, before the circumstances arrive, to be able to see it from beforehand, and Adarabba, Meir Es HaShachar, this person is supposed to greet the morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to set Moshe Rabbeinu up in a way that he would see the birth of the moon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell him, the moon's going to be in this position right here, come here, look, and now I'm going to bring out the moon for you. That was HaChodesh HaZelachem. This week's parasha is parasha's Vayikra. And we all know Vayikra has a little aleph. Perhaps the most written about in Rashi, this pasuk, the first pasuk of Vayikra. And Rashi says, Vayikra el Moshe, HaKoyel HaHoylech U'magiyah La'oznav. There was a voice that went up from the Oyel Moyed to Moshe Rabbeinu, and it would reach Moshe Rabbeinu's ears. V'chol Yisrael La'ishayim, and the rest of Klai Yisrael would not hear. So Hashem called out to Moshe. Whenever he had a mitzvah and something to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, he would call out to him. It was a derech eretz, a lashon of chavivus, a lashon of love. Before you just ask for something, call the person by name and tell him to come over to you, to pay attention to you, and tell him what you want to say. So Rashi, Yochol, I would have thought, that also for the breaks, we have, in this parasha, we have many, many breaks between each form of karban. There's a samach, or there's a pei. Every single five psukim, every single five tem psukim, you have another break in the parasha. So Zog Rashi Yochal, I would have thought, Aflaf Sokai Say Sekriya. When it came to a pause, Hashem would also call out, Moshe, stop. And then at the end of the little break, he had a 5-minute, little break, whatever it was, HaKadosh Baruch would call him again. I would think that Hashem would call for a break, just as Hashem would call to teach Torah. Talmud loymar vayidaber ledibur hoysakriya v'loy lafsakos. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu had something to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, then he would call to Moshe. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu had nothing to say and Moshe Rabbeinu was going to take a break, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't call him. Okay. Vayta zok Rashi, ma hoyu hafsakos mashamshes. What was the purpose of the breaks? Which is an interesting thing. We have breaks throughout Torah. Specifically over here, Rashi decides to ask what the purpose of these hafsakos are. So Rashi, umahoyu hafsakos mishamshos. What was the purpose of these breaks? And for Rashi, liutein revach lemoisha lehizboinein bein parsha leparsha bein inli nila inyan. To give a little time and space and availability for Moshe Rabbeinu to stop and to be mizboinein, to give some thought in between each and every subject. And a kal v'chomer lehedyet, haloymin min hedyet. If Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the greatest, is learning Torah from the Eibishter, the best Rebbe in the world, And Moshe Rabbeinu had to take a little break in between our subject. When we teach something and when our talmidim are studying something, we need to have a break between subject and subject. Interesting placement for this Rashi. Why is Rashi deciding to tell this to us over here specifically? Sefer Vayikra, we have plenty of breaks throughout the Torah. Over here, Rashi decides to bring it down, and this medrash over here, was there a kriya for a hefsik, or was there not a kriya? Who cares if there was a call for a hefsik or not? If there was a bell, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, you said, time for a break. There was a kriya, there's no kriya. Right after Mila. What's the lesson there that's for us? I thought I'd mention something perhaps that's going to get to a little the current events. I'm not somebody who touches up current events. Maybe you have to go to Makubo for that. Or, I don't know, my father, somebody's more experienced in these things. But my own curiosity, I was just thinking about it. Strange storms, massive rain and massive winds. And of all the catastrophes, I mean, Baruch Hashem, this wasn't a huge, you know, national catastrophe of paramount importance, you know, maybe to... But it disturbed a lot of people, and it was definitely something that was damaging. And Rahman Aslan, we've heard the story that there were two Yidden who were Nifter, and Great Neck from Yidden, as a direct result of these trees coming down. It's an extremely strange situation that of all the natural accidents that could happen, trees being uprooted, smashing people's cars, houses, power lines, Rahman Aslan killing people. Every block you go, there's another tree down. Perhaps we'll be able to get something out of it. We all know when it comes at the end of Purim, the next thing, and even for some of you and some people, the next thing, and even before Purim, some people, they're already thinking about Pesach. That's it. It's Purim, you got all the chametz in, all the chametz out. That's it. Pesach's around the corner. It's probably the busiest 4 weeks that we have throughout the year. We all know, you know, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and Sukkot is a busy time. It's basically squeezed into a one-week period. You got 4 weeks, which tutzach, it's lebedig, it's wild. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says as follows: the Memchas Kinyonim Shatayra Niknes Behem, 48 ways that the Torah is acquired. And the last one is something that's somewhat strange, something that I'm sure all of you, when you've done this Mishnah, had this question. It's bothered me for a while. The last one of the 48 Kinyonim, the grand finale, you know, we'd be expecting something big for this one, comes along the Mishnah and says the 48th way to really get Torah. Omer davar b'shem amri. You have something to say over, say it over in the name of the person who taught it to you in the first place. Pretty weak grand finale. It's not just my question. The Chassid Yaivitz asked this question, and he gives what he himself admits to be a very doichik teretz. Seems very out of place. This is the top of the mountain. This is where we got to. We're expecting it. Right. Say over something in the name of the person you heard it from. Big deal. But yet, the Mishnah saves the best for last. And not only that, the Mishnah brings down a pasuk for this one. From all the other 48 kinyanim, not a single pasuk. As a matter of fact, pasukim are quite rare throughout Pirkei Avos. And on this one we have a pasuk. Holamadita. Kola imer dover b'shem imrai. Someone that says over something in the name of the person that he heard it from. Mevi geula la'olam. He brings geula. Wow. Big stuff. Shenemar. Vatoymer Esther lamelech b'shem Mordechai. Esther Amalka told the king that Bigson and Saras are trying to poison him. Who did she say? She didn't get the brownie points herself. She went and she told the king in the name of Mordechai. And that's what it led to the events later in the Sefer HaZichronos. He couldn't sleep and he read it, and Mordechai and Haman went out and paraded Mordechai. That was the whole turn of events from that Sefer HaZichronos, because Mordechai saved the king's life. Why? Because Esther said it in the name of Mordechai. It's nice, it's cute, it's shame. But therefore, this is Tatira. What is Tatira? Kinyan of Torah. Where's this coming to Kinyan of Torah? It's such a big deal. You say over something in the name. It's a nice thing. Geula. We're attributing the Geula of Megillas Esther. You know why? It's not because of the party she made and the 3 days of fasting and the Talmud Torah and the Messiah. No! She said something over in the name of Mordechai. That's it, Geula. The next Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. This is all in Perek Vav. Mishnah Vav in Zion. The next Mishnah says, Gedoyla Torah. Take a look how great Torah is. She noisenes chayim lo'isel bo'ilam hazel v'lobo. Torah gives life to those who do it, to those who practice it. Shenemar ki chayim heim lo'iseyem lo'chol besorim marpe. The Torah is life to those that express it, to those that say the words of Torah. Torah is life. We know it's chayim yid l'machzikim ba. What's the connection between these two Mishnayis? There's a Gemara in Megillah that he asks, when we have two Adars, which Adar do we celebrate? When do we read the Megillah? Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. The first approach, anybody and everybody would say, Adar Rishon. We have a rule throughout the Torah. Ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. You have an opportunity for a mitzvah. We just spoke about last week's reason, makdim ala mitzvahs. Chabarayin, you have a chance to do a mitzvah, you got to do it. It's reason makdimin. Ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. And ein mavirin ala mitzvahs is a very strong svara. It's learned out from Sukkim. It's a very powerful halacha. Ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. We set up our tefillin. And the tefillin zekel, in a way that when you open the zipper, you shouldn't chas v'shalom be passing by the shalyak. You got to put on the yad right away. Can't pass it over. And yet, the other man, the Omer in the Gemara says, no, we don't do Purim in Adar Rishon, we do Purim in Adar Sheni. What's the reason we do Purim in Adar Sheni? And this is Psak Halacha, we all do Purim in Adar Sheni. I think next year is a leap year. My time at the Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, mismach geula legeula adif. To bring close one geula to another geula is more important. We want to associate and bring together the geula, this tremendous redemption that we had in the story of the Megillah, to the geula of Mitzrayim in Nisan. So we push off Purim from Adar Rishon, we make Purim Adar Sheni to keep Purim close to Pesach. It's an unbelievable thing. Zrizus is such an important mitzvah. And Ein Mavir in Ala Mitzvahs is so important. We all do Bris Milas right away in the morning because Zrizus Makdim Ala Mitzvahs. And here's this new idea, Mismach Geula La Geula. You want to put one Geula next to another, it's nice, it matches. Put the two together. And that's more important than Zrizin Makdim Alamitzis. It's more important than Ein Mavirin Alamitzis. We're going to delay Purim, delay Megillas Esther, delay the Gevaldig Schusim that Klai Yisrael has from all the tzedakah that goes out on Purim. Unbelievable Schusim. Going to push everything off. Well, we want the two Geulas to be together. There's an association between Zrizos, action, and chayim, life. Last week we spoke about this Shar HaKadusha, tremendous Makubal, who wrote that the element of afar, that's the ingredient in people, leads to atzlus, laziness, atzvus, depression, and basically death. Afar is a daimim. Of all the elements, offer dirt, stones, is referred to as the most dead. It's the most cold, dead of all elements. It's dead. It's not alive. And that same association that offer is dead also lends itself to the fact that it's atzlus, it leads to laziness, and atzvus, depression. The flip side of that we could understand is someone that's fakert, that has life. Life is an energy, is energetic. There's going to be movement. There's going to be zrizus. There's going to be happiness and simcha. Gemara says in the Nedarim that there was something called a nidre zrizim, in which you make a neder to somebody, you make a vow, against somebody, but you didn't really mean it. You just wanted to get him to do something. You wanted to encourage him, to entice him, to inspire him. And the Gemara gives a story, very interestingly, about Korban Pesach. That there was a man who told his children, I'm going to Yerushalayim and I'm bringing the Korban Pesach. He sent a letter to them. They lived in different places. I'm going to be in Yerushalayim. And I'm just telling you, whoever arrives in Yerushalayim first, he's the one I'm having in mind when I shech the Korban Pesach, and the other one's not going to get it. So it became a greater rat race between the kids, and all the kids came running, and they're running and running, running, come to Yerushalayim. Zog the Gemara, there's Nedarim Lamed Vavam and Aleph. The Gemara says, Maisa Haya Vikidmu Banois Labanim. The girls came first. The Nimtzu, and it turned out in this story, Banos Zerizos, the girls were Zerizos, they had Zerizos. Ubanim, and the boys, Shfalim, were lowly. So here we see that distinction again, in which being uplifted from the earth is Zerizos. The girls, they had Zerizos. They weren't lowly. They were uplifted. They had Roimimus. And the boys who didn't have the Zerizos, they were lazy. They came late. They had Shiflus. They were lowly. They were close to the ground. That was Ofer. You know that the element that we refer to as chayim is mayim chayim. Mayim chayim, live waters. What does it mean, mayim chayim? Running water. Running water. Water that's moving, that has not been stopped and gathered in a basin, is called mayim chayim, live water. There has to be a flow and a consistency if one wants to be considered alive. A sign of life is when you see movement. When something is still, and that's one thing that nobody ever wants to see on the monitors in the hospital, you know, just a flat line. When something's still, it's dead. When something's moving and there's action, there's life. In Zemirais, not sure, Litvak, Chassidish, or different people of different menhagim, in Zemirais and Shabbos, right after Shalom Aleichem, there's a Ribayin Kol Ha'Olamim, that some people say. At first it goes through different praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu according to the Aleph Beis, and then it gives a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moida ani lefanecho Hashem aleikai velekei avisai. I thank you, Hashem. I'll call Achesed Asher Osisa Yimadi for all the kindness you've done for me. V'Asher Ata Osid Lasois Imi V'im Kol Bnei Vesi. And for all the kindness that you will do for me and my whole family, and it continues all of Klai Yisrael. Let's have a little piggish. I'm thanking you, Hashem, for everything you did and for everything that's still coming. Come on, come on, keep it coming. Keep on. I'm thanking you in advance. You know what thank you in advance means? Please do more. Isn't that funny? Take a break. Hey, focus on the past. Thank God for all the kindness he's done. Stop for a minute. Just thank Hashem. No, I'm thanking you for everything you've done and everything you're still going to do. I'm waiting. It's a funny tefillah. Similarly, we have a very important halacha. We all know the minig, a lot of people have, that the chazan does not end by shachris, Goal Yisrael. Goal! That's it. That Yisrael somehow always gets lost. Why? Because we hold, at least some old different shitas, that you don't answer amen to Goal Yisrael. Why don't we answer amen? Everybody holds you don't answer amen. The question is, do we set up something to avoid answering amen? You don't end off. We don't say the word Yisrael. The chazan doesn't say it out loud. Why? Because we have to have Geula Samach Letfilah. Oh, you said Goyel. You said Hashem's the Goyel. Hashem's the Redeemer. Whoa! Right away, start davening. You're putting Geula right away into Tefillah. One more makar is we know that Leah, on her fourth child, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. And when Leah had Yehuda, she said, "Hapam Oida, that's Hashem. Now I thank Hashem. I've had so many children, four children. Patar oida teled bein vatoimer apam oida as Hashem. Now I thank Hashem. Al kein korah shema Yehuda. She called him Yehuda as a thanks to Hashem. Vatam oid miledes. And she stopped giving birth. and I was trying to find out, I'm sure some of you may know who says this, that's brought down that it was a taina on Leah. Sorry? Yeah. I don't remember who says this. But Vatamoy Miledes, there was a taina on all the other children. With each child, she said a tefillah, Hashem, give me more. Hashem, give me more. And by Yehuda, she thanked Hashem and she stopped. She didn't ask for more. And it was a taina on her. Vatamoy Miledes. Pashup Shah, you learned. She thanked Hashem and she was satisfied. She's done. She didn't need any more. But nein, Hashem was Sagar Es Rachma. She couldn't have any more children then. It was a taina on her on Shemayim. Her akara, her childlessness returned to her. She was not able to have children again. And then it came back to her again later on. She was able to. But Vatamoy Miledes. Why? Because she did not ask further. What do you mean? She just said, thank you. Calm down. You have to run right away. Ask for more. So I think we see from here a tremendous yesod. And that is what in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos we say, Hayom Katzar, HaMelacha Merubah, the day is short. The work is a lot to do. Ubal habayis doichik. Bal habayis is knocking. You know what it means to work under pressure? Your boss didn't leave the office. He's standing there. No. No. It doesn't stop. No. It's called getting hot under the collar. Pressure. Bal habayis doichik. The master of the world is knocking. He's waiting. There's no time. Got a lot of work here to do. Don't lazy around. Don't stand there by the coffee room. Got a lot to do here. Hayom katzar, hamalacha merubah. Bal habayis doichik. As important as we learned that Zrizus is, to chaperayin and start something fresh, straight from the beginning, and precede a circumstance, and be early. Zrizim makdimin, the Gemara and Megillah teaches us that even more important is to avoid a stop. Avoid a break. You have to be masmich geula legeula. We're going to push off Purim. We're going to delay Purim. Because we have to bring the two together. The worst thing is, you're going to have the geula of Purim in Adar Rishon. Take a break, Adar Sheni. Everybody's sitting back and relaxed. And then comes Pesach. Relax a little after Purim. Take a break. Get a chance to eat all the chometz. And then you have Pesach. No. We got to put the geula, the geula. They got to go right next to each other. We can't stop. Bal habayis teichik. That's a sign of life. Once the movement stops, there's danger. It's very hard to get the heart to start beating again. It's got to keep on beating. At least the Jewish heart. When you read the Masois of Klai Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, they left Mitzrayim, a few days later, Kriyas Yamsuf, a few days later, a few weeks later, right away, Maimon HaSinai, right after Maimon HaSinai, you got the Egel, after the Egel, you got Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu Davening, Klai Yisrael, second Luchais, Yom Kippur, then comes the Mitzvah to start building the Mishkan. Within 2 years, Klai Yisrael went from being the lowly of the lowly in Mitzrayim with the Goyim and the Ovdei Avodah Zarah and everything, to the highest of heights. They were going to spend 40 years in the Midbar. Couldn't break it up over time. The travelings themselves throughout the Midbar, the Psukim speak about Vayesu, Vayesu, Vayesu. They continue to travel. Rashi points out that you should know that most of the traveling went on in just a year or two. But there were lots of long tekufas of settling. Isn't it funny that the Pasuk decides to tell us about it in a way that the Yishuv, the calm parts, are almost undercover, almost not noticeable. The Pasuk focuses on the traveling. Had a Talmud of mine, his name was Joey. Joey was a very, call him an action-packed fellow. He packed in a full day in yeshiva, went to night seder, and he had insomnia. He was in the Aleph Shir, but he couldn't sleep at night. And unfortunately, in his boredom, it led him to a lot of nightlife, which was inappropriate for anybody, let alone a boy in yeshiva. It was a matter of a few months to a year until he stopped going to yeshiva. And he was brought to me long here. And we spoke about Hashkafa. And we learned, and we spent time together. And one day he comes over to me and he's all inspired. Dovi, I'm going to yeshiva. I'm going to Ar Sameach. I'm going to yeshiva. I'm coming back. That's it. We're doing it. We're coming back. We're doing tshuva. So what happened? I was happy. I'm not going to discourage you. But what happened? He said, I'm telling you, I'm sitting out there on my porch. I'm smoking a cigarette. And my neighbor from across the street, an Italian guy, comes out and starts tending his lawn. This King Grace alone. I passed by his house. It's a little tiny garden in front of the house. And this guy comes out and he starts tending the garden with this leaf and that leaf and the rake and the tending his garden. And he said, I'm sitting there watching him. And I go through one cigarette. Flip it. Go through the next cigarette. And before long, I didn't even realize I finished an entire pack of cigarettes. Watching this guy. That was about 2 hours. And when I finished the pack, I realized what time it was. I ran out of cigarettes. And I looked at my watch. What? This guy was sitting out there, tending to his little garden for 2 whole hours. What am I going to do when I'm 70 years old if I don't have Torah? This was his own inspiration. He was a lively guy. A busy guy. He's busy. He's a busy guy. And it hit him. This guy is sitting there. He's got nothing else to do in his life. He's retired. His family's out of the house. 70 years old. He's got nothing to do with his time. He's spending 2 hours on a few blades of grass. And it hit him like a ton of bricks. You gotta get busy with your life. And this is what changed this course. Guy's been sitting and learning ever since. Unbelievable. The Maharal says that we know there were 10 generations from Adam to Noach, and then another 10 generations from Noach to Avram. And Avram was the reset button for the whole world. Avram became the Av, Avram became the Tachlis, the one who started Klal Yisrael. So the Maharal says an unbelievable pshat. And why was it that, what was so different about Avram? The people before him were great as well. There were a lot of great people out there. Sok the Maharal. The generations that were closer to Ma'isa Bereishis, they saw Adam Arishain. They saw unbelievable people. They saw God. The height of their chachma, of their wisdom, of they were all in the heavens. And therefore it was disproportionate with their actions. Besides for the fact we know that they were Rishayim. Of course we know that they were Rishayim. But besides for the fact that they were Rishayim, it was a disproportionate Rishus. They were way up in the heavens in their minds. And in their actions, they were extremely weak. And as the generations went down, the level of mind went down with it. And therefore, it was a lot more proportional. And the evil wasn't as bad. And Avraham Avinu was the first one who had more action than mind. Avraham Avinu came around. He was the first one that the Mishnah Pirkei Avos could refer to as being Maisa Merubah Mechachmasai. more action than wisdom. He was a man of action. Kol kulay chesed, 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 chesed. Non-stop. He was the first one in the world to actually tip that scale and make it more maisa than chachma. And you know what we call that? The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, someone who has more chachma than maisim is nimshal to a tree that has more branches than roots. And a wind can come and just knock it over. But someone who has more maisim than chachma is someone who has more roots than branches. And all the winds of the world are not going to shake that tree. And since Avraham Avinu was someone who was more action than mind, more maisim than chachma, he became the root of all roots. Av Hamoin Goyim. The father of all nations was Avraham Avinu. He became the father of Klal Yisrael. He became the father of any ger. He became a Shoresh. And he was the first one in the world to hop onto this Yisoid. Maisa Meruba Mechach Masai. I don't know what this whole storm was about. But this is the meaning that it had to me. We saw numerous, huge, massive trees with branches from today to tomorrow going up there. Chachma miruba mimaisav gets wiped out. We all see those roots. We see the roots of those trees. They got a lot more branches. We have to focus on maisa, action. And there's no more important month to focus on that than Nisan. The whole month is about Zrizus. Ha'omer Davar b'shem Amrei mevi gula la'olam. Esther said to in the name of Mordechai that Bigzan and Zeresh wanted to kill the king. That's going to bring gula la'olam. And right after that, the Mishnah says, you know what we have? A Torah that gives chayim. When there's a continuancy to the Torah, you explain to the people the source. I heard this vart from a certain person. This is not my own newfangled thing. It's coming from a source and it's going to a destination. It's traveling, it's moving, it's Mesaira. That's Torah's Chaim. There's a continuity, there's a Hemshech. You have to keep on going, keep on flowing. And if the flow stops, that's Maves. Geula le'geula. Geula le'tfila. On the past and on the future. You can't stop. We can't pause. We have to go weiter and weiter and weiter. Remember, I was by the Levi of Nosson Wachtweigel, the old Mashkiach of Lakewood. He was nifted when I was in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg spoke by his Levi, and I could not hear a word. Couldn't hear a word he was saying. And then suddenly he started repeating the same word after one, after another. No, same word, same word. Finally, I caught on to the word. And after I caught on to the word, I asked somebody what the context was. The word was vax, 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 vax. He must have said it, I don't know, 20, 30 times. Vax, vax, vax. And what he was saying about Rav Nosson Wachtweigel was that he was non-stop growth. Hey, you reach a certain height, you reach a certain plateau, you're on top of the world, you're the greatest chacham, the greatest balmusa, the greatest mashkiach, Lakewood yeshiva, gevaldig. Vax, grow, 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 keep on growing. There's no end. We can't take a break. We can't take a stop. Paroi taught us this, and that's right. Moshe Avinu came to tell Paroi that Hashem wants to take us out of Mitzrayim. What did Paroi respond? He gave a scream. Paroi says, Vayomer, Nirpim Atam Nirpim. You guys are bored. You guys have too little work to do. You're thinking about redemption? Come on. You guys aren't busy enough. The Rambam says thoughts of Aveira only enter the mind that's not busy with Torah and Ma'aseh Tovim. Kari was right. We only dream of things when we're not busy. Mashkiach Meir Yeshiva told me he had a guest once for Shabbos at Giyoris. And the Mashkiach asked her what her story was. So she explained to the Mashkiach she loved traveling. And being that she loved traveling, I don't remember where she came from originally. She loved traveling, and she figured the perfect job for someone who loves traveling is to be a stewardess on a plane. So she became a stewardess. And after many years of being on flight, it hit her that from all the nationalities that she's seen on flight, and this is a shtickel musar for us, somebody's looking. She noticed that the Jews were always the most productive with their time on the plane. And she said, these people must have a purpose in life. They're always busy. They're always doing something, producing, creating. They're busy people. They're going somewhere with their lives. And that's what turned on her curiosity and eventually led her to become a Giyoris. Stick a critique for all of us. When we go on a flight, somebody's looking. They pick out that, you know, that catalog for, you don't even know where they get the things from when you get off the plane, on the plane. Ear mole, whatever it's called. Yeah, like, what are you doing? But it's a chiddush that even those of us that do waste our time, it was noticeable that for the most part, from all the nationalities, she saw that the Yidden were the most productive. They're busy. They have time on the flight and they do things with their time. They're not just wasting away their time. And that inspired her to become a Giyoris. What a kiddush Hashem. Perhaps this leads us to our first question in the parsha. Rashi brings up that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called to Moshe. And he called to Moshe. When he had something to say, he called to Moshe. But when it came to a break, he didn't call to Moshe. Big deal. Who cares? What did they get to us? And then Rashi goes and tells us what the purpose was for the break. Moshe Rabbeinu needed some time to think in between each subject. So Hashem gave him a break. Perhaps this is what Rashi is telling us. The Havamina was that perhaps the break also, the break in between Parshias was also a time of growth, a time of Aliyah, a time of production. And that would require another Kriya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, now it's time, L'shem Yichud Kodesh Brichu, to take a break. That break is also going to give us kalchis and go weiter, whatever it is, it's a break. It's also an Aliyah. It's also something to discuss and talk about. We're going to take a break, L'shem Yichud. Zakt Rashi, no. Even for Moshe Rabbeinu, the break was human. And to that point, it wasn't an aliyah, it wasn't a growth, it was needed. It's part of who we are, we need a break. We need breaks, we need a little vacation. But that's not the part of us we look forward to. That's not the part of us that we can say, V'roi mam tonu mikol al shaynes. That's an oinus. We're human. There's only so much we can push our bodies. We need to take a break. But the kriya, the time of aliyah, was reserved for when the speech, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would continuously teach Moshe. That's why in this Rashi specifically, Rashi decides to tell us the purpose of the break. The purpose of the break was to take a break. It wasn't to do anything special. And if it was to take a break, it did not deserve a kriya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not call out, let's take a break. Was an oinus. And Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu somewhat was still human, he needed a break. That's how we have to look at our breaks. We have a Sunday off. A Sunday off. To the extent that we need the break, take the break. But you got a nice, full, gewaldige day. Now they changed the clock. The day's a little longer. A gewaldige, long day. How much of a break is needed? How much time off is needed? Where are the people in the Bati Midrashas on Sundays? Nirpin, Rachmanim Slan, it shouldn't be a taina on Klal Yisrael. Torah, Chesed, Mitzvahs, Maisim Tovim. This is the month of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, where we expect it to be Zoriz, and hopefully the trees can teach us a shtickle, a lesson about continuously focusing on doing more action and more action and more action. I remember hearing once a Chacham once say, some people might take affront to this, but I'll say it the way he said it. There's nothing worse than a Jew in a Porsche and a Jew who wastes time. He says, ah, shud the gelt. A Yid is so purposeful. You want a nice car, you have a little more taste, okay. But there's a limit. A Yid is purposeful. Purposeful, you could put, money is such a powerful thing, you could put it to good causes. A Yid is so purposeful, how could he be bored? How could a Yid be bored? Even in the most tarudig of time, you're not bored. Tillin doesn't take much brain power. Anything. A chesed. A phone call to somebody that could use a happy word, a little dvar chizik. Shol focus taka on balabayis doichik. Kadosh Baruch Hu is expecting continuously weiter. Shol taka bizoicha to zrizim makdim ala mitzvahs. And a gewaltige Chodesh Nissan. Less money.